Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 327 for Wednesday, March 30th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Wednesday morning as losses in Chicago soy oil and a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was down by $1 to $3, the May contract down $2.70 at $475.40 per ton. The combination of a rising dollar and losses in soy oil cuts into crush margins. That makes canola less attractive to both domestic processors and export customers. Chart-based profit-taking as canola backed away from nearby resistance contributed to the early declines. But on the other side, canola is still finding support from yesterday's news that China would delay implementing tighter restrictions on Canadian canola until September. The tighter dockage allowances had been set to go into place on April 1st. Positioning ahead of the USDA's prospective plantings and quarterly stocks reports out tomorrow was expected to be a feature throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat, they're all lower, with the biggest losses in wheat. Wheat is down by 7 to 12 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 12 at $4.65 per bushel. After posting solid gains the past two sessions, wheat ran into resistance to the upside and traders turned back to the sell side to book some profits ahead of tomorrow's USDA reports. However, the numbers from the USDA may still end up as supportive for wheat, with general expectations for a decline in U.S. wheat acres on the year. Dry weather across much of the U.S. winter wheat belt was also supportive, with over half of the crop thought to be facing drought conditions at this early stage. For soybeans, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the May contract down 2 at $9.14 per bushel. Losses in soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were spilling over to weigh on beans, as traders were also squaring positions ahead of tomorrow's reports. Expectations are for a slight decline in U.S. soybean acres on the year, with more area going into corn instead. Corn is down 2 to 3 cents, the May contract down 3 at $3.70 per bushel. Pre-report positioning was the feature in corn, with many analysts expecting U.S. corn area to top 90 million acres this year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, March 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.